We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vince is driving around out there, wants to talk Steelers. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from Scranton, PA.
Nice.
Native Pittsburgher. Yeah. I just have a historical observation. I'm surprised no one's mentioned this. Maybe they have. I missed it. But this team has an uncanny similarity to the 1976 Steelers. If you remember, those old enough to remember, but they started out 1-4 that year. That was the year Terry Bradshaw got drilled into the turf by Turkey Jones, if you remember. They started out 1-4. Then the defense just took over, and they ran the table and won their next nine, pitched five shutouts. And made the playoffs. So can it happen again?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I mentioned that and led a column with that back on October 10th when we didn't think the Steelers' defense was probably capable of such a thing. But I made that exact analogy, said Jack Lambert thought the 76 Steelers was the best in NFL history. Now, they didn't finish the job, but it was basically the mentality then was we have to take over the season and win games ourselves. And Ron, that's exactly what they did yesterday.
Oh, it is. I mean, I don't know if there's four future Hall of Famers on this defense and with a couple other borderline guys in like LC Greenwood and Donnie Shell. But until the offense gets going, and Joe Hayden's talked about it. He said we feel like they can lean on us until they get their stuff together.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening. To me, you know, that this is why the offense has made enough. It's made enough plays, barely, but they've won these four in a row because of the defense. And when you hold that offense yesterday, and I don't care if they are struggling, you hold any offense to 3 points.
Yeah.
You know, Keith Butler said last week, and they've been saying all along, you know, our goal is to hold an opponent to 17 points. They held them to 3 yesterday. 3. That's uncanny.
And you look at these previous games, I think there's a difference between comparing this team to 76. I don't think anybody in their right mind would be doing that.
No.
But it's the mission. It's the mission. And that is to win games on this, to literally win them on this side of the ball. Not play well, not even play really, really well, but to do things like score touchdowns and hold teams to 3 points. So you had the Cincinnati game, held them to 3. The Ravens game, they couldn't close. The Chargers game, in many ways, they won that game. The Miami game, they were great again. The Indy game, did they score in that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, Minka
did. Minka's had the 96-yard interception return.
So that game completely turned on a defensive play, and then last night was ridiculous. So they're in effect doing something comparable to what that 76 team did. I think it's a great analogy.
Did you see the tweets real quickly after Minka scored the touchdown? That's 2 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
First time since Sam Washington 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But everybody was quick to point out, Minka now has as many touchdowns as Le'Veon Bell has scored this year.
Nice.
And one more than Antonio has scored. Think about that for a minute.
So, wow. He has how many touchdowns has Le'Veon
two.
Have?
Two.
He has one fewer touchdown than those two combined.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful thing.
And Antonio only played in the one game and had a touchdown, but still, if you'd have said that before the year, who's going to have more touchdowns? I don't know that it would have turned out that well, although the Jets won a big game for them yesterday, you know, beating the New York football Giants. I'm sure we'll get to that when we go around the NFL.
So other guys on this defense, Joe Hayden, I asked him after the game. He wasn't just great yesterday with 5 passes defensed,
including
an interception.
Including the one that ended the game on,
yeah,
on the Fitzpatrick interception.
And they weren't your ordinary pass breakups either. Like, Joe Hayden spent half the game in the air, it seemed, diving, making plays. And I had to ask him afterward, just because he looked so spry, I said, is this the healthiest you felt too? And he said, absolutely. He talked about joints, hips, shoulders, everything else. He said, I feel great right now. Of course, the way the league is, he's now got to come back and play about 10 minutes later,
you know,
in Cleveland.
You talk to any of these guys, they'll tell you it's hard enough to play the game when you're totally healthy.
Yeah.
It's so much harder when you're not. And I think that was a good observation on your part and a good question to him.
I dare say, Ron, that that may have been – he's been good, at times really good here. At times he struggled, I think largely because of injuries. Last night, I think, was the first time I saw the Joe Haden that was an all-pro in Cleveland. Like, that guy was unbelievably athletic flying around the field. God, is he good when he's like
that.
I
mean, he had a good game. I thought Cam was everywhere again.
Was he good?
I thought Hargrave was really special yesterday. I mean, the pressure he gets up the middle, he just blew back those linemen. I thought he was really good. Obviously, Minkah and T.J. Watt were good. Bud had his moments. Steven Nelson made a couple big plays. Terrell Edmonds breaks up that fourth down pass in the end zone. The next to last drive by the Rams. I mean, it was all over. And you said you saw the film today. Hilton just shut down Cooper Kupp.
A lot of it. Yeah, he was on a lot of it. And he mentioned it yesterday that that was his assignment. Now, there were a lot of times where Cooper Kupp would go into zone. Sometimes the safety would come down. Sometimes it was Terrell Edmonds. You remember the interference call on Edmonds in the first half? That was on Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Down the field. And Hilton also had an interference late in the game. Remember that one on the final drive that kept it alive, sort of?
I do.
He hated that call, Ron. I thought he grabbed him from behind, but more importantly, I thought if that pass was complete, that Cooper Kupp had nothing but open field in front of him. So if anything, I know Hilton hated the call. If anything, that was a pretty good penalty.
Yeah, you give up the spot of the foul call for a touchdown, right?
412-928-9370. I want to talk about this defense and this team right now. And I want to tell you about a little scene I saw right when I walked into the locker room over in the Vince Williams, Bud Dupree, Devin Bush corner when Kevin Colbert walked in. You know, Art Rooney usually after a win will make the rounds
I'll go
and shake hands
with everybody, right?
Saw a great scene in there. I'll tell you about it next and we'll get more of your calls coming in as well. Mike Tomlin's news conference we're going to carry today on a short week coming up at noon. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.